Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel back on the show. Beverly's a great friend of ours, a great member of our Brain Trust, a longtime member all the way back to 1999. Beverly is the founder and the CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate. She is one of our top communication experts in the Brain Trust. She's the author of a number of books, including Talk is Not Cheap, and including Success is a Decision of the Mind, et cetera, et cetera. She's our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It is great to be back.
Always a pleasure to have you back. You're the little conscience that sits upon our shoulder, Beverly.
The voice in your head, and
you know, kind of has a little chain, a little leash on the words that we use. When we get into trouble with the words we use, it's amazing how fluent we are in our languages, but how we let some of those words get in our way, don't we?
Oh, and sometimes they're just the smallest of words, you know. So when you think of small business, think of small words, because small business isn't small. We know that in America, small business is big,
mm-hmm.
and these small words are big. They can be big blunders. As well, I remember just recently, in the last couple months, you know, Mitt Romney running on the Republican Party says,
mm-hmm.
I'm not concerned about the poor because they have a safety net, and then he went on.
Right.
Well,
even though his context was all right, it allowed people to take that little snippet and pull it out of
that's
context,
right.
didn't it?
And so the small word that caused all that trouble was the word not.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, don't say that word. Take that word and throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I say to you, I'm not saying this won't work. I'm just saying, blah, blah, blah. You have just said it won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? By using the word not, it puts the focus on what you don't want the focus on. Now, you know, the media takes something like that and just can just blow it out of proportion. And I know I'm talking to a media guy right now, but I know that you first are a small business advocate. I remember back in 97, I was invited to the White House. There was a brain development conference or support, and I think there were 200 people there. And the head of Chrysler was talking, and he said, I'm not saying mothers should stay at home. I'm saying mothers have an impact on a child's development, blah, 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 blah. That evening, on the national news, because there were cameras there, even though there were only 200 people there, this is what they quoted him as saying. Mothers should stay at home.
Wow.
Because you see, he said, I'm not saying, and then he paused,
mm-hmm.
mothers should stay at home.
Right.
Pause. And it's, when he was saying it, I'm like, you don't want to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I am constantly listening for these little words that get us in trouble. Now, business owners out there that are listening to us, you know, maybe you're not expecting the media to jump on you negatively like that, yet you're planning a negative idea by using the word not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not going to stay, what are you going to do? You're going to go, right?
Yeah, how many times have I said, I'm not saying that I don't like you, but...
yeah, and right there, you gave another one. That's another huge one, is that little tiny three-letter, one-syllable word, but.
And here's what's crazy, is you can just feel it coming now. I mean, you can tell when there's going to be a but coming, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean somebody's giving you their opinion of you. You ask them your opinion. Oh, Jim, you just did such a great job there, but...
Yes.
And it's like, no!
It's like the shoe dropping. And the thing with but is that what it does is it just destroys whatever came in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say, you did a great job, but you need to have more energy, I have just destroyed you did a great
right.
job. Nobody
That's right.
hears that. Nobody remembers
mm-hmm.
that. All they hear is you need to have more energy.
So how do we fix that quickly?
Well, quickly, you just leave that word out, because when you go to say the word but, you put your lips together, just leave them together.
Mm-hmm.
Just end the sentence. You did a great job. I'd like you to have more energy. At
mm-hmm.
least then,
mm-hmm.
the person is hearing, oh, I heard
ah.
you good. I heard some correction. So I always tell people, you know, scratch your butt, get rid of it, leave it off.
My mother didn't like it when I said but. So, you know... Maybe she was talking
Your
about something.
Your mother was a smart woman.
She may have been talking about something else, though, Beverly. Hold on to that thought. Give us your website quickly.
TalkListen.com.
Quick break, Twain Tale. I'm Jim Blassing Game. More jokes after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.